This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Now, as I said in a previous section of this podcast, I believe that Chipotle is currently undergoing, they are the victim of biological terrorism, sabotage, in essence, being carried out by the biotech industry against Chipotle, because Chipotle is the only fast food company that has publicly come out and said that they are avoiding all GMOs. And because we know the GMO industry, you know, the biotech companies, those seed companies and herbicide companies, they are quite simply the most evil entities on this planet, like, as close to Satan as you can get in corporate form. They're run by criminals. They hire criminals, actual felons, to push their agenda. They engage in dirty tactics, intimidation, threats, cyber hacking, illegal hacking operations, defamation, organized slander campaigns. They're the same group who attacked Dr. Oz. They call in bomb threats to places where people like Jeffrey Smith are trying to speak. These are the most evil people in the corporate world. And it is in no way past them or beyond them to sabotage Chipotle by distributing E. coli bacteria in those restaurants onto the food that's being served to the public. So I am uniquely qualified, in fact, to assess this point, because I have been obviously a victim of or targeted. I haven't been a victim. They haven't succeeded, but I've been targeted by the GMO shills. And that's one of the reasons why I carry a loaded firearm with me 24/7. And I have a concealed carry permit, and I have passed all the FBI background checks for, we'll just say, special tax stamp equipment that they would find, very troublesome if they tried to do anything against me. So these are evil people. The GMO people are evil people. They are mafia, modern-day corporate mafia, and they are trying to destroy Chipotle. And they're so far succeeding on the financial side and the public image side. This is a horrible thing for them to do, which is, of course, exactly why they're doing it. They literally want to destroy Chipotle's entire business, put them out of business, and send a message to other food companies that if you come out against GMOs, we're going to target you too. At the same time, they've created a buying opportunity, by the way, for those who want to have a relatively low-cost stock to get into. So that's the summary of what I covered in the previous segment. And by the way, if there are any members of the press listening to this who would like to quote me on this, if you're doing an investigation, normally I don't talk to the fake media, which is the mainstream media, but if you would like to quote me on this particular story, I'd be happy to give you some background and some quotes for this story, just because I think it's so important to help defend an honest company, Chipotle, who's actually trying to serve safe food, you know, honest food, safe food to their customers, and they are being sabotaged by this just insidious, malicious group of seed company operators. Now, you might ask, well, how do I know this? How do I know this isn't just Chipotle having sloppy practices and getting dirty food? Well, there are already some very important clues. Number one, the CDC has said that this is a rare E. coli strain that they normally don't see in the wild, or meaning in the food system. So number one, we have a genetic analysis that's been done by the CDC, right? And they're saying, well, this is unusual. We don't see this normally. Secondly, we have the history of the biotech industry viciously attacking Chipotle already once using the Chubby Chipotle campaign. They also viciously attack Dr. Oz, and they use the kind of tactics that are consistent with corporate sabotage. They have no ethical boundaries. They are capable of doing anything. And if you knew what I personally know, things that I haven't even gone public with yet, about the things that they've threatened me with and the tactics that they've used against myself and individuals that I know, you would be absolutely convinced that these are the most evil MFs on the planet who will do absolutely anything for their corporate masters. So have no doubt when I tell you that this is sabotage from the biotech industry. Trust me, if it is really investigated, they will find that to be the case. But again, it may be impossible to prove. Now, what is safe food really? Safe food, according to the FDA and the USDA, is food that is sterilized, dead, pasteurized, destroyed, stripped of minerals, stripped of nutrition, loaded with artificial chemical taste enhancers such as MSG, and also genetically modified and physically modified through, for example, homogenation or, let's say, hydrogenization is another way to do it, or autolyze or hydrolyze and so on. All of these things, according to the FDA and the USDA, are safe food examples. At the same time, according to the FDA, dangerous food is food that's fresh, food that is intact, food that has all of its nutrients, food that you grew yourself in your own garden, food that comes from a farmer's market. They consider that all to be very, very dangerous. And this is why they always try to push fumigation, pasteurization, and radiation. And it was a few years ago that the almond industry in California had suffered an E. coli outbreak because some numbskull was transporting almonds in a vessel that had been used to transport meat products, I think it was. And so the almonds got cross-contaminated from the animal byproducts, and there was a big scare about the almonds. And then the California government, in really conspiracy with the USDA, passed a regulation that required all California almonds to be chemically fumigated or irradiated. So, you know, goodbye fresh, healthy almonds. You can't get them from California anymore. You have to go overseas to get them now. And it's been this way for several years. But now that the California almonds are full of chemicals or dead because they're cooked and pasteurized or irradiated, well, now they're considered safe for your consumption. So you see, the government's stance on what is safe food versus unsafe food is largely backwards. Think about the issue of raw milk, for example. The FDA says raw, fresh milk from a cow is extremely dangerous. Oh my God, it's so dangerous that people who milk those cows and try to sell that milk, they got to be behind bars. They're felons. They're criminals. How dare they try to sell raw milk? Oh, there's no worse thing in the world. You know, it's worse than being an ISIS terrorist selling raw milk to people. My God. But of course, baby cows drink it all the time, and, you know, baby humans obviously drink human breast milk, and guess what? It's not dead milk, is it? It's full of probiotics. Yep, there are probiotics in fresh milk, and in fact, the healthiest types of foods are foods that are alive with friendly bacteria. So probiotic foods are foods that are healthy. Meanwhile, the FDA thinks the only healthy or safe food is dead food that's completely devoid of all life. So you see the contradiction here. So when Chipotle comes along, and Chipotle is trying to serve fresh food, safe food, that is actually intact, nutritionally intact, you know, sourced from more ethical sources than the typical fast food chain, and delivered more fresh, right? With more of the nutrients, more of the minerals, more of the enzymes, more of the phytochemicals. Because they're doing that, well, they have to have higher safety standards in the food handling. So they have to have better training of their employees than a typical restaurant that just handles a bunch of dead foods. You know, you can serve hot dogs in a food stand outside of a grocery store as a fundraiser all day long. You're not going to have any food contamination, or I should say bacterial contamination problems with those hot dogs, because it's all dead, processed junk food. Of course, you have sodium nitrite in there, which causes cancer, and you have other all kinds of additives and things, but that's another topic altogether. Nevertheless, the FDA would say, well, the hot dog's safe, but oh my God, that lettuce over there, that salad, oh, that's dangerous. So because of that, Chipotle has to have much more stringent safety standards. And they do. That's the thing. Chipotle has very stringent safety standards. And that's why I do not believe that these outbreaks are happening I believe that they're sabotage. I don't think that they would be happening on their own. Someone is causing them to happen. Now, also, if you look at fresh food contains the phytonutrients, that is the plant-based nutrients that prevent disease. Look at, for example, lycopene in tomatoes or the phycocyanins in all kinds of blueberries, the pigmentation in blueberries, the carotenes in carrots, for example, berries and nuts and greens, all kinds of, chlorophyll in all the greens. These are all nutrients that help prevent chronic disease in your body. So preventing heart disease, preventing cancer, preventing diabetes comes from consuming plant-based nutrients that are fully intact, combined with usually healthy omega-3 oils and a good amount of fiber, things like that. You do not get these nutrients from processed dead foods. So if you think you're drinking this healthy green smoothie that you bought on the store shelf, but it's all pasteurized, guess what? The pasteurization has destroyed much of the nutrient content. You're not getting the real food. This is why every morning when I make a smoothie, I throw in fresh greens, beet greens, lettuce greens, arugula, things that I actually grow myself in my own grow boxes. I clip them every morning and I put them into my smoothie with an avocado and some coconut water and some of my own protein, my brand of protein. And then I blend that together and I have a delicious smoothie. Why am I eating fresh or drinking fresh greens? Because that is the most honest, most ethical, most phytonutrient abundant food source that you can possibly get your hands on. It's something you grow yourself, you clip it and you blend it and you drink it in minutes. There's nothing out there that competes with that. But if you are going to eat fast food, you should eat fresh fast food instead of processed, homogenized, pasteurized, whatever, irradiated, genetically modified garbage crap food that you're going to get at the typical fast food restaurants. So that's why Chipotle, I think, has a very strong future, even though they are being targeted, they are being sabotaged right now. And right now, I wouldn't be afraid to go eat at Chipotle. I'd gladly eat at Chipotle right now. And very little risk. I mean, your real risk is eating processed garbage junk food. That's your real risk. That's what's going to give you cancer, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, osteoporosis, kidney problems, liver problems, you name it. That's your risk. So I don't think that the biotech industry is going to be successful at destroying Chipotle, but they are sure going to continue to try. But just understand, this is not Chipotle's fault. This is actual bioterrorism sabotage, corporate sabotage happening in America today. And you will never hear this story in the mainstream media because they're all pro-GMO. So thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at healthrangerreport.com. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra-clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world? using today's best science, just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.